Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Well, probably within the next 10 days, we're going to find out whether or not there are enough signatures that are considered valid to put the recall of LA County District Attorney George Gascon on the ballot. I believe they have until about August 17th to finish the signature verification process at the LA County Registrar's Office. We're going to have more on that tomorrow because the Recall Gascon campaign put out a media press release today saying that they're not following the law at the Registrar's Office in terms of the signature verification, that they may be putting too fine a point on it, in which case they could be disallowing too many signatures.
But right.
We'll get into that tomorrow.
Which is what we suspected because that's what they do. It's a corrupt regime there.
As you know, the sampling that they took, they determined didn't have enough signatures to qualify.
All right. Now on to another chapter in the James Hannah Tubbs story. James Tubbs was the 17-year-old who sexually assaulted a 10-year-old girl in Palmdale. Wasn't caught from 2014 until 2020.
And apparently committed other crimes in between there around the country.
Yeah. So he... Gascon tried him in 2020 as a juvenile. And Tubbs, for his part, decided he was now Hannah. And it's strongly suspected he was faking his transgender status. We've got some evidence. Here's a clip of James Tubbs talking to his dad, coaching his dad on how to address James in court.
But now they're going to put me with other trannies that have similar cases like mine, or with one tranny like me that has a case like mine.
Okay.
So when you come to court, make sure you address me as her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be hard, but you have to do it. What we're trying to avoid is trying to avoid the registering thing. That's what we're
working
the hardest to not do.
Yeah, I know, Bubba.
We're also trying to avoid going to prison again.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, funny.
That's a good idea.
He didn't want to register as a male sex offender, and he didn't want to go to a male prison.
Yeah, they said this time if I was to go in, I would get the sex change, so I wouldn't be in a man's prison no more.
See?
Yeah.
I'd be in a female's facility. It'd be better.
This is in there, too.
That way it don't matter.
He was trying to scam the system, and Gascon went for it, being the woke joke that he is. Now, since then, as you may have heard, Tubbs has been charged with murder.
Murder up in Kern County.
For killing a homeless man. Presumably he was a guy at the time. Shay Sanna has argued all this in court as a deputy DA, and he is now, because he's gone public, because he has protested the treatment of Tubbs's case, Gascon has an internal investigation against Shay Sanna. And we have him coming on the show now. Shay, how are you?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
What is the basis of the investigation, as far as you know?
So the basis of the investigation has not been disclosed to me yet. I received a very vague letter or email from a private outside law firm saying that I was being investigated for violations of the general legal policies, improper use of county resources, and inappropriate public statements. But the law firm has refused to tell me who made the complaints or any facts as to what the complaint is based on. And they're trying to set up an interview to interview me before they tell me what the basis of this investigation is all about.
Gascon's former lieutenant there, Elisa Blair.
She's leaving.
She was a public defender who became one of Gascon's top assistants. She accused you of misgendering Tubbs during the court hearings. It became clear in the Hannah Tubbs case that your misgendering was intentional and not just a mistake based on the petition having a male name. The judge admonished him. He did not correct himself. And I guess this is part of the investigation against you.
Yeah, so she made that allegation. And either she didn't listen to the calls or they're trying to protect murderer, serial child sex offender, because they care more about Tubbs' feelings than they do about the truth. There are other recordings where Tubbs comes up with the name Hannah. His dad is actually the one who says, calls him Hannah, and he has no idea what his dad's talking about. There are other recordings which have been in Elisa Blair and George Gascon and the administration's possession for months prior to any of these claims that I'm misgendering Tubbs. And Gascon has even acknowledged that he has doubts as to Tubbs' sincerity. And now they want to accuse me of being transphobic or whatever they're trying to say. And they've filed equity complaints against me through the county to harass me because I came out in public and Gascon was forced to address the press. He was forced to change his policy on transferring juveniles to adult court. He was forced to acknowledge that he might have been wrong about Tubbs. And this has just been a disaster for him based on his policy. So now he's retaliating against me by filing equity complaints after equity complaint. Every time I come out in public, a few days later, I get a new complaint in the mail. Elisa Blair came out and said that there were other allegations made against me, which I have never heard of. So I guess people are improperly disclosing my personnel file and not telling me about complaints that defense attorneys are making, or these complaints don't exist. Either way, they are trying to silence me and create a hostile work environment so that I do one of three things. I submit and do not go public anymore. I quit, or they find grounds to fire me. And I'm not going to quit, and I'm not going to submit. And I haven't done anything wrong. If they want to protect a murderer, child sex offender by firing me, then that's on them.
I'm surprised that of all the cases that have been swirling around Gascon, he would fight to the death over Tubbs, considering what he's done. Like you just said, he's a likely murderer. He's a convicted sex offender of a 10-year-old. And there's a tape of him saying he needs to switch to being a woman in order to avoid a male prison and avoid sex offender status as a male. I mean, he ought to cut his massive losses here and just shut up.
Correct. Well, this became a nightmare because on November 30th, Tubbs pled, knowing that he would be a juvenile. Then there was a sentencing issue. And when I did not submit and back down, as ordered by the administration, to remain quiet at one of the sentencing hearings, and I spoke out to the press the same day they told me to be quiet. I held a press conference in front of the courthouse. It embarrassed them. And going forward, this case has just gotten worse and worse because once it became public, then Tubbs was charged with murder. He would have been released on November 30th if it wasn't for what I did, and this would have been swept under the rug. And now he's charged with murder. He's still in the press. It looks bad for Gascon. And then two other child molestations, one in Bakersfield and another one in the state of Washington, have been linked to Tubbs and are out in the press and public knowledge. And this does not look good for his policies and his administration.
So what happens next here? The investigation, it's a private law firm, an outside law firm, investigating, and then, a lot of this is on the record. We know what you said. You said it in court. You've come on our show several times now, so there's really not any mystery here. What, is this a formality to fire you?
Yeah, it's a way that, if you think about it, it's such a scam and a sham. The DA's office has over 800 attorneys. George Gascon posted on social media a few days ago that his Bureau of Investigation has it's the fourth largest law enforcement agency in LA County, and it's all detectives. We have an HR department at the DA's office. The county has an HR department, but he's not using any of those. He's wasting taxpayer money to hire a private law firm to investigate me. And like you said, it's all out there. There's nothing to hide. He doesn't need a private law firm. The only reason I can think to hire a private law firm is because he can order them to do what he wants and pay them with taxpayer money, and he is protected by the attorney-client privilege. Where if he asks investigators or other county branches or employees, he would not have the same protection of the attorney-client privilege in coming after me and trying to find grounds to terminate me.
Are you getting lawyers to represent you?
Absolutely.
Because if he tries to harshly discipline or fire you, I imagine you're taking him to court.
I will leave that up to my attorneys.
All right, Shay. Well, yeah. Wish you the best of luck here. We're on your side. So,
hey, thanks for hanging in there.
Anytime you need to come on, just call us. Let us know.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're being wronged here.
LA County Deputy DA Shay Sanna joining us once again. Of course, he was the prosecutor on the case against this Tubbs person who wants to be known as Hannah to benefit him in the legal system, but it's James Tubbs who molested a girl when he was just short of 18 years old, which got favorable treatment from George Gascon's office when he was finally arrested in 2020, and now is charged with murder up in Kern County. Shay Sanna, though, apparently is being chased for retaliatory purposes by Gascon's operatives. We've got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
A little bit more on George Gascon. Again, tomorrow we'll have a guest on from the Recall DA George Gascon campaign. They put out a press release today that they believe the LA County Registrar is not following current signature verification laws, according to the Public Records Act. And they'll get into that in more detail with us on the show tomorrow. It has a lot to do with, it's almost like reasonable doubt, presumption of innocence, that you shouldn't look at the signature and presume that it's a fake signature. It's probably a good signature.
Yeah, they say
there could be reasons why you think it looks a little different. And I mean, it's a very subjective thing. When you look at the signature that's on the record and you see the one on the petition, you go, it doesn't look like the same person.
Yeah, they claim that the law is, there's a presumption that the signature is legit.
Valid, yeah.
And if the first reviewer determines the signature is not a match, that can only be rejected if two separate officials find beyond a reasonable doubt that the signature differs in multiple significant and obvious respects from all the other signatures in the voter's registration record.
All right, so we'll get this hashed out tomorrow during one of the hours of the show with the George Gascon recall people. Speaking of Gascon, today he announced that they are filing charges against the woman in the fiery crash on Thursday afternoon that killed five people in the Windsor Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. This was at La Brea and Slauson. The thing that really stood out in this story, her name is Nicole Lorraine Linton, 37 years old, described as a traveling nurse. She's apparently from Texas, but I guess was here working some nursing jobs. Here's the part you need to understand, which really brings us to the forefront. California Highway Patrol investigators have identified 13 prior crashes involving Linton. Now, think about your life of driving. How many crashes have you been in that get reported to the CHP? I don't mean fender benders or scrapes.
Yeah, I can't think
13.
Of one.
13. 13. She's apparently had a prior DUI conviction, subsequent DUI education classes. They found a history of dangerous crashes. She knows the threat posed by her driving behavior. That's what they try to drill into your head after you do this at these classes and these punishments. So that's going to make it worse for her in the prosecution of this
case. And she's a nurse?
Yes. One said she was an emergency room nurse or like an ICU nurse, intensive care.
Wow. This is a fascinating mental illness, huh? An emergency room nurse would be hypersensitive. How many car crash patients has she attended to? And she creates new ones.
1:30 in the afternoon, she's driving a Mercedes 90 miles an hour and just goes right through the red light and smashes into those cars, which burst into flames. It took the life of a boy who was almost a year old. That's the child, I don't know if you saw that detail, John, that apparently rolled into the gas station, ejected from the vehicle.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at the video. And that is some fiery explosion.
Yeah.
Wow.
And of course, Linton, barely a scratch. She apparently had a cut hand or something is all.
Yeah, the drunks always survive.
Weird. Now, they don't yet have the proof that she was driving drunk. There apparently is somebody that said, Gascon said, there's no evidence of any alcohol used by Linton at this point. He said, I know that some of you spoke to a woman that alleged they had been drinking together. The CHP is working to identify that person. We don't have any further information.
Well, but why else?
This friend told the tabloids that she was having a fight with her boyfriend, a really bad day, and I guess she threw in drinking. And she just blew through the light at 90 miles an hour. They have identified the dead as 23-year-old Ashery Ryan, her nearly one-year-old child. That's the boy I was talking about, Alonzo. Also died was this woman's boyfriend, Reynold Lester. There was an unborn child, too. She was 8.5 months pregnant, Ryan was. There are two women that have not been identified yet, and I can only imagine it's because it was a fiery crash. If you want to get gruesome, it may be more difficult to positively identify them. I'm sure there's family members that have come forward to say, I haven't heard from them, and they were driving in that area. But this was just absolutely horrific. And, of course, they cannot charge murder for the unborn baby.
What do you do... This is another thing you can't do anything about. Some crazy person who keeps driving, she just smashed up the car 13 times and just gets back in the car and keeps driving.
Well, not this time. She's being held on $9 million bail.
But, yeah.
Oh, but, you're saying, yeah, there's somebody else like that out there.
But. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you honestly, you know, when people's behavior is so aberrant and so violent and dangerous in whatever way, you really got to immediately put them away for good.
And there's pictures of her. She's sitting on the curb with cops around her and looks like she has an injured arm or hand or something. But she looks completely just, you know, like what happened? Oh, tell me. Was there something wrong here? Just her face in those photos, apparently bystanders took pictures of her.
She was probably drunk or stoned or something.
Unbelievable. All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
The three completely unrelated stories making news this afternoon. John's in mourning because Olivia Newton-John passed away at the age of 73. Not sure the cause yet, but she's been battling breast cancer for 30 years, so that's likely to be a factor. Trump's Mar-a-Lago has been raided by the FBI. There are reports that what they're looking for is classified material that Trump took after leaving the White House. I thought he flushed it down the toilet, but he grabbed a few boxes of stuff with him, too. Is anything ever printed?
Was there something like specific classified material, or he just grabbed a lot of boxes for the hell of it and ran off?
They're looking for the notebook where he plotted the January 6th insurrection. That's what they're looking for. His notes. He wrote down exactly his plan to have the mob take over the Capitol and keep him as president.
With drawings and stick figures of the mob chasing Mike Pence.
In January, the National Archives did remove 15 boxes from Mar-a-Lago that they said Trump should not have taken with him from the White House. So reportedly, it included classified information. The Department of Justice was still investigating that. So it's possible that's what they were doing today.
Was it just the illegal removal of boxes of documents that he didn't have the right to? Or is there something specific in the documents connected to other alleged crimes?
That could be what they're fishing for. It says here the 15 boxes reportedly contain classified information, which is a violation of federal law.
Don't you think if you grabbed a handful of documents out of any random box or file cabinet in any Trump office, you'd find something really juicy in it? Like everything in there has something that would make a headline?
The nightmare is if he runs again. Good Lord. He may announce as early as September, too, that he's running in 24. So
yeah.
You know what I heard it is? It's an either or. If Trump announces he's running in September, Biden wants to run again because he thinks he can beat him.
Beat him twice, yeah.
But if Trump decides not to run, the feeling is Biden will just go away. That's sort of what we're waiting on, I guess.
You know, I remember when it was going to be... There are certain matchups you just dread years in advance. I remember when it was going to be Hillary Clinton against Jeb Bush, right? That was all the speculation.
Yeah, that was,
and
right.
And that was going to be the third Bush
and, then Jeb,
and the second
tanked.
Clinton, and it's like, oh, come on. And then Trump showed up. He's the one who blew Bush out of the water, and nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, so boring Jeb. What did he call him?
Low energy.
Low energy Jeb.
Low energy.
And Jeb's in retirement.
Those two words killed Bush's entire campaign. You couldn't look at him.
Yeah.
The same.
Well, every now and then, one of these stories pops up, which is really bizarre. Irvine police have arrested a woman. She's a dermatologist for allegedly doing the old slow poisoning of her husband. He got suspicious and he actually started to secretly record her. I don't know what exactly she was putting the poison in, what food it was.
I have a question there. If you're suspecting your wife is poisoning you, don't you just get out?
Well, you could be wrong.
But this is
attempted murder.
What kind of marriage do you have?
You can't just walk away from an attempted murderer.
Well, sure, she
could kill her next guy.
Well, that's his problem. I'm just saying, if I start to seriously think I got to put a video camera on the wife because I think she's poisoning me because I've been sick for a month, then I think that's the moment you pack up and leave.
It's a sign of marriage, Trouble.
Right? Yeah, that's...
you might want to go to couples counseling. I'd like to hear the counselor deal with that one. You two having any disagreements or arguments? No, she's just slowly poisoning me.
Slowly poisoning him, which I found that fascinating.
Well, because that's the way you can cover it up easier.
Yeah.
I think if you just poison somebody all at once and they start vomiting and there's a whole lot of... Well, apparently he's had some internal problems or had to be treated. Extensive internal injuries, but is expected to recover.
I wish it would say what the poison is. Because he didn't taste it?
Well, he did get suspicious, so that's when he started recording what was going on.
What was
so,
it like? Whoa,
I don't know if he didn't taste it, but he started to probably feel symptoms. And I would imagine there were other marital... Because if you start feeling, stomach... symptoms, you might think, oh, I got food poisoning. But right. Did you really suspect your wife of poisoning you? They must have been having problems.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's to that point where you're pretty convinced that she's trying to kill you. And so what was it? It was like, whoa, that's a bad cup of coffee. Honey, Jesus.
Yeah. Coffee, what? Soup, oatmeal. Usually it's in some type of...
What are you sprinkling on the salad there? What?
Complicating this is her name. Yu-Yu.
I knew you were going to enjoy that.
Well, maybe spell it's two. Not... Well, yeah, nice. It's Y-U-E, then Y-U.
Yes, they're spelled two different ways.
Right, so it could be U-E-U.
U-E-U.
U-E-U-E-U. Okay. She was a specialist in dermatology at an office in Mission Viejo, affiliated with Providence Mission Hospital. She issued a statement that we're aware and we're cooperating. Because where did she get the poison from?
That's, yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. What is the poison? Did he ingest it for a month or it just made him sick for a month?
I think over the course of a month, it says here he was sick for a month, shared his suspicions and evidence with police on the day of her arrest. So I guess he went in there with the videos and said, all right, there's no doubt in my mind now what's been going on.
Oh, so here's my proof. I wonder what's on the video. This story is
it'll play in court if there is a
trial. Too mysterious. It's like, so why did was she secretly pouring something and it was oatmeal? Some kind of ruse to get him to leave the room, and then
the hospital is quick to point out this is a domestic matter. There's no trouble for no impact on our patients. Because people be like, did she poison me too?
Can you go upstairs, honey? I left my earrings, on my nightstand. Can you go get them for me? And then she's dumping some kind of.
Well, she's out on bail, and I don't know whether or not she's got a lawyer and is contending that this is. They do not identify the.
Hope
husband.
He's got the good sense to stay out of the house.
Yeah, I don't think they're living together right now. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken KFI.
Yeah, well, what do we call Mayor Garcetti? What's one of our nicknames for Mayor Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles?
Hello, Angelinos. I'm Mayor Yoga Pants.
That would
there
be
it
one.
Is.
There, Yoga Pants.
Well, apparently, if you really like the number one seller of yoga pants, that would be the company known as Lululemon. I like to
These
say
are a few of my favorite things.
I could see
Garcetti in a pair of Lululemons.
Well,
really,
maybe,
really tight ones.
Maybe somebody will buy his used. Boy, you know, a couple hours ago we talked about how a lady wants to auction off
Prince Harry's underwear.
Prince Harry's underwear. Now apparently it's being reported by, of all places, the Wall Street Journal. That Lululemon is selling their coveted leggings at a big discount, but they're used.
So are they auctioning off Garcetti's?
Workout gear, swimsuits, bras, and other items.
Oh, God!
Once considered taboo.
Used underwear? That's not necessary.
Do you? I don't wear yoga leggings. Do you wear anything underneath that? You don't know the answer.
Oh, yeah, I wear it.
Is there underwear underneath the yoga pants, or is there?
We're just a couple of dumb guys here. I don't know. Probably. Right. Well, I guess it's, I like everything. It's optional. You can or you don't.
Well, it makes a difference, doesn't
just
it?
Just save it for tomorrow when Deborah comes back.
Does she wear yoga? She doesn't wear yoga pants, does she?
Not to work that I've seen, no.
No, you have many conversations with her. I thought it might have come up that she goes to a yoga studio or something. It says here they call it the ick factor. Shoes have a high ick factor. I've noticed that, particularly if you go to a department store and they have sort of the discount rack of shoes. I wondered how many times those got returned. How many times somebody's feet were in them before they returned them?
You wonder every time because you buy a pair of shoes because some people try on 10 pairs and they put them back in the box and take it back to the storage room.
That's like, why they have those little, you see those little temporary socks, the thin ones
you're
supposed to
you
put
know
on?
What?
Don't
that,
put your bare feet into the
that,
shoes.
See, that stuff I don't even want to think about. That's why I don't go shopping. And it's like, I don't like going clothes shopping because that's one of the things. You have to try on a shirt, you try on pants, and you think, okay, how many other dirty guys with...
Oh, they warned about that. They said that they tested jeans, and you can see the feces crust in there.
Oh, for God's sake!
If you use the black light.
Just from trying them on for a minute?
Yeah, because some people Some people don't wear underwear and just put the jeans on.
Oh, no, they don't wear underwear and they try on clothing in stores?
And then other people are wearing underwear, but there's some stains in there, so it transfers over to the...
For a long time, I didn't order clothes online because I wanted to try them on and see that they fit and all that, right? But then increasingly, I got so disgusted by the thought of who else, you know, wore these pants or wore this shirt that I stopped going to stores. And now I just buy a lot of stuff online.
I mean, think about it, all the years you're Polish. Didn't you bowl? I mean, the bowling shoes at the alley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember.
They used to take a little quick spray. I saw the guy just...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good as new.
The white powder they used to spray in. No, when I was a kid, I was in a bowling league for a couple of years because it was New Jersey in the winter. There was nothing to do. So Saturday morning. And I hated that because they would spray, what was it, Desinex or something into the shoes.
Yes,
so they like the whole front desk there smelled like Desinex because that's all the guy did. He sprayed everybody's shoes. I don't like other people's bodies. I don't like to think about other people's hygiene habits. Like the human body generally disgusts me.
It's with inflation, the stories about whether or not people are comfortable reusing somebody else's gym gear.
Just keep your old stuff.
Shorts, yoga pants.
Reuse your stuff. There's no need to buy somebody
else's. What if you tear it and it gets really worn out? It's no good anymore.
Get a better job then.
You have to... Lululemon tested its resale program. They're calling it like new. That's like, remember years ago when the car people changed it to gently, what they called
gently used?
Or pre-owned was another one.
Pre-owned for the cars. Gently used was clothes. Because we went to a school once where once a year, you know, everybody was wearing uniforms and they sold gently used uniform shirts. Because kids would only wear them for a year, and they would grow out, right? You had to get the next size up the next year. So a lot of parents brought the...
But isn't this what people who go to yard sales, they're picking out used clothes. And
I don't understand that either.
The Goodwill stores, that's what it is.
I know, but that's for homeless people.
Well, the Lululemon will give you a gift card if you trade in your pre-owned gear. There's the term. But they don't accept sports bras, swimsuits, and shoes. Yeah, shoes seems to be a particularly touchy one with people.
Yeah.
And then after you return the garments, they check them out to determine whether or not they can get them in good enough shape to be resold.
Nobody wants fungal infections.
Yeah, I know.
Any part of your body.
Any part of your body.
Conway's here.
Hey now. Well, we've got information on that the nurse accused in the deadly Windsor Hills crash. We'll have an update on that. Also, Anne Heche is in a coma after ramming her car into somebody's house. Kind of nutty, right?
And setting the house on fire.
Yes, yeah, and could have killed her and everybody in the house.
Yeah, and destroyed the house.
Right, yeah, right.
But let's send our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, and Alec Baldwin. That's crazy, huh?
Boy, is he the most out of touch.
You know what? That had to be a favor because she probably reached out to him when he killed that director of photography on his movie.
Must be.
And then we have there's a huge abundance of rabbits in shelters. They're overwhelmed. And they got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Blake's on that one.
I know.
And then it's International Cat Day.
Is it?
I don't know. I just saw that there.
Oh, yeah. It's up on the board. Yeah.
That's important.
It's one of those holiday Shannon celebrates.
That's right.
I think they do that. They go over the days or something.
I think so, yeah.
Because every day there's like 9 different things.
It's National Frozen Custard Day, too.
I think it's Eggplant Day, too.
Is that right?
Eggplant Day.
And then, look, I'm a Pelosi sort of Schumer Democrat, and I'm even upset
yeah, you are.
That...
You are.
that Trump's house was raided. So
yeah,
I can't imagine how Republicans feel.
He carried out his safe.
That's right.
That's only going to get him more popular with his people. That's really not how you take him out.
That's why he was first with the news, John.
No, here's
some of the media is a little incredulous. Trump's reporting that his Mar-a-Lago got raided. Do we believe this?
These are dark times for our nation. Nothing like this has ever happened to the president of the United States before. So he's going to run on this.
Oh, yeah. I guess so, yeah.
And all the deep state is against him.
Yeah. All right. Ding dong.
Ding dong with you on the Livid Newton John. Oh, what a, that's horrible. Huh? We have Erin, who's in the newsroom here. She's the news editor. She's crying. I mean, all, emotional all day.
I've been very sad.
Really?
She was my teenage crush.
That's right, yeah. Her and Farrah Fawcett, the two posters.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
that Grease scene?
Really dating ourselves 50 years ago.
Yeah. I remember sitting next to Will Chamberlain.
All right.
Big dog.
All right. We got Crozier at the News, KFI, KSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.